Unser Boulevard serves as a main artery of Rio Rancho, a small city that clings onto the shoulder of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Along this road, you can find shops, restaurants, supermarkets, pretty much anything you need. Some of the oldest neighborhoods in the city start in the intersection of Unser and a small road called Southern Boulevard. This is where we start our trip. These neighborhoods aren't where the rich people live in Rio Rancho. They live in isolated houses off of a road called Northern. I've always wondered why cities put their rich side to the north and the poor people in the south. I'm not sure there's anything nefarious about it. Either way, it didn't matter to us growing up. We learned to love our home. I've lived in Rio Rancho all my life. It's always been hard for me to grasp the concept of someone who has lived all over, like an army brat moving from Germany to Japan to California to wherever the hell else. Not me. Not my family. I went to one elementary school, one middle school, one high school. Even when I went to college, I went to the Westside campus, 5 minutes away from my parents' house. I couldn't help staying in town. There were ties here. Legitimate ties that pulled on my mind every time I felt like moving away or even taking a trip. Like tendrils that latched onto my soul and restrained me from a million points of contact throughout my body. It was some sort of fear of missing out or possibly agoraphobia that began at the city line. This is home. I never felt a need to escape. We lived on the far west side of Southern, just my dad, my twin brother, and I, past the collective neighborhoods, where mobile homes sporadically start to fill makeshift lots throughout the land. Civilization starts to end when the road turns to dirt. This is how we liked it growing up. It was easy to live out here as a kid. It felt off the grid, distance from the problems the city folk were having just a few miles away. Unfortunately, we were too far and too penniless to do anything in town. So we made our own fun. My brother was a very imaginative guy. When we were kids, he would be the one our friends and I turned to for entertainment. In the summer, he led us through a Wild West landscape where his deputies could chase down dangerous gangs. When it snowed, he showed us the endless hills to slide down on trash can lids. When it rained, he put old flashlights in our hands and led us down to the arroyos to search for La Llorona. There were endless possibilities for fun when we were kids. Things don't last forever. There are only so many summers to chase down Billy the Kid. Eventually, the West is tamed and people move on. So we moved on. I spent my teen years in these hills, hanging out with friends, making out with girls under the stars, making the most out of my circumstances. It wasn't until my senior year of high school where things started to turn, and the realities of my place became more isolating. The entrance to the hills is crisscrossed with dirt bike tracks. Rich kids would come up here with their bikes and four-wheelers and tear up the hills. Of course, we didn't have any of that. We would come up here with friends and have to entertain ourselves by more illicit means. To avoid alerting the other teens, we searched the hills for a place of our own, through the arroyos and rattlesnake dens and eternal mounds of cacti. We searched for a place between the city and the natural world, a place where we could feel like something other than the other. The Rio Grande Rift is a continental rift zone that runs through Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. It is an area of the earth where the layers of the surface world and what lies underneath are thinned. It is also one of the few places on earth where a rift exists on land. You can think of it like a shallow cut on your skin. We exist within that cut, just below the surface, but not deep enough to draw blood. Still, I wonder if there are places in that rift where that blood escapes to the surface. Hidden places we were never meant to find. My brother brought us here for his final game. One last hurrah before graduation. We invited our friends to party and drink and forget. Jesus! Jesus. My head. I must have been knocked out. Oh. What was that? I saw something. Was it just a trick of the light? And that sound. Maybe I didn't get enough water. Stupid. Why did I come out here without water? I feel so terrible. I told myself I wouldn't be out here at night again. Tom, I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm so sorry. Coyote? Maybe. I hope. Oh, I need to get out of here. I promised Tom that I would never come out at night, not after. We came here, senior year, just before graduation. Me, Tom, and a few friends. Tom would party hard. Too hard. Almost to the point where he couldn't stand. I usually didn't drink, but Tom convinced me. One last hurrah. I should have kept a clear head. I should have. We made a fire. We all danced. We drank. There was no tomorrow. And Tom went off on his own. I wanted to go after him, but I couldn't leave. There was music and life in the hills. I didn't want to lose that because I was taking care of him again. What the hell? Coyote? No. If it is, it isn't like any coyote I've ever heard. It was far away, but I can't see anything out here except. What is that? There is a light in the distance. I remember that light. People said I was crazy, but I saw it. In the distance that night, not a reflection of our fire or a strange mirage, but a light that burned from under the ground, like it was rising out of the crust. And I felt a rumble. A rumble that permeated the ground. Apart from the thump of the stereo bass. No, my toes. Could feel the loose sand dance over the ground. The earth trembled and cracked as if it were opened up. Somewhere. Not far from where we were. I could feel it. I remember. And in my heart I knew something was different because I could not feel you anymore, Tom. I couldn't sense your presence. And I knew you couldn't be dead because you were my twin. And I was sure that if you were hurt, that I would certainly feel it. Where were you, Tom? Where did you go? God! That night was the last time I saw my brother. I never told anyone that the world could have opened up and pulled him in. Maybe I never believed it myself. Tom, if you can somehow hear this, I'm sorry. I should have followed you, protected you, but as I drive away from our hidden spot, I can't shake this feeling that I can sense you again. That your pain is my pain, and your fear is my fear. Where are you, brother? What are you?
El Campo Santo was recorded in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico. This episode was written and performed by Stephen Blacksmith. We're a production of Blackout Theater Company, made possible with generous grants from the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Affairs and New Mexico Arts. If you're interested in learning more about Blackout Theater Company, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.